good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock, and what you just heard was something from the brand new reissued album from Willie Thrasher. That album is called Spirit Child, and you heard the track called Inuit Chant. And you may know this artist from his appearance on the Native North America compilation that came out last year on Light in the Attic Records. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock, and be with you until 11 p.m. tonight. Playing a lot of new stuff that came into the station, and a mix of some old favorites, I guess. Anyways, keep it locked, and don't forget to check out our website, CITR.ca, and you can check out podcasts and playlists and find out how you can get involved. So to start off the program, we're going to hear something that was sent to us from our sister station in Calgary at the U of C, and that's CJSW. They sent us a new album from Bitter Fictions, and we'll start off with some kind of experimental, loopy, droney guitar offerings. And from Bitter Fictions, you're going to hear something from an album called Shaking Box Music. You'll hear a track called something called Number 3, and then after that something from a group called Les Revenants that I played a few weeks ago, some kind of jammy instrumental guitar work. And they have an album out that's French, so I'm not going to try to pronounce it, I'll butcher it. But anyways, we're going to hear these two tracks, and then we'll see what we get to after that right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from the brand new album from Bitter Fictions out of Calgary. And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. What you just heard was a track from Les Revenants and a track called, well, it's all in French, so I'm just going to entirely butcher it. So you heard track number 10 is what you heard. And it's off an album that also has a French name. But anyways, before that, you heard something out of Calgary with a group called Bitter Fictions, a track off an album called Jettison, and you hear the track called Number 3. Check them out at shakingboxmusic.bandcamp.com, and that's a record label that was put out on, and that was mailed to us by CGSW 90.9 FM in Calgary. But you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia, and the show is currently Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone. So up next, we're going to hear some really out there experimental music from a group called Calhau, and these guys are based out of Argentina, and I think it's a male-female duo, if I'm not mistaken, and it's spelled C-A-L-H-A-U exclamation point, and they have an album out called You out on the Crack record label, which is a pretty interesting label that has a few different artists. Like, let me see what they have on here. I'm not too familiar. They have something from Lalipuna as well as Pan American. Some more kind of experimental artists, maybe something out of by way of Cranky Records. But you're going to hear a track from Calhau and a track called Yuruburu. And then we'll see what we get to after that. Might be able to fit in a track if I can. But if not, I'll just probably play this track and then get to some more music after that. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Calhau. This track is called Yuruburu.
your encroaching height, the sun attained the height of my powers. Now I will pass solar judgment on this pitiful city. Forests, burn! Ocean, burn! Geogafest, burn! What's this? Discorder Magazine. Ooh. Ah.
Discorder July August Summer issue featuring articles on Les Chaussettes, Tempest, Eileen Bryant, Gal Grayson, and an art feature by Puppy Teeth, plus much more. Find Discorder around Vancouver at cafes, venues, record stores, and online at discorder.ca. Special thanks to this month's advertisers, the Astoria Audio Pile, Davy Street Party, Don't Argue Pizzeria, Hastings Crossings BIA, Castellano Block Party, Live Van, Pressing Matters, Redgate, Reggae Fest, the Rickshaw Theater, the Rio Theater, Rifflandia, Shindig, Victory Square, Vinyl Records, and Zipcar. It's not getting any zippier than that.
This alone shall be saved. As will the rest.
A new and dangerous stage in planetary evolution has begun. The Anthropocene, a time of rising temperatures, extreme weather, rising oceans, and mass species extinctions.
Ian Angus's new book, Facing the Anthropocene, explores the current state of our planet and the challenges we must overcome to help it. The book launch will be on Thursday, September the 15th from 7 to 9 p.m. at SFU's downtown campus. The event will be free and open to the public.
Yeah, that was a pretty interesting track from an artist named, or a group, or a duo called Cal How. And you heard the track called Yoruboer off an album called You. That's out on the Crack record label, which is K-R-A-A-K and 3. This is small. 3 beside there, and it's a Belgium group. Check them out at crack.net. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock, and up next, you can hear something from Bat for Lashes, and you may know her as her name, Natasha Khan, and she's got a brand new album out called The Bride that just came into the station, and I think it's her first release since the 2012 album called Haunted Man. But you can hear a track off The Bride, a song called Joe's Dream. And then after that, you can hear an artist named Alexia Avina. And she's based out of Montreal, and she's featured on the new compilation called Ojai Number 2, which is a collaboration of artists. I guess it's a collective. They're called Ojai Collective. Check them out, call at ohicollective.com. Almost call it a record label. I'm not exactly sure if that's the case. But anyways, it's a lot of Montreal featured artists. And once again, that's the Ojai Number 2 compilation. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is brand new stuff from Bat for Lashes. This track is called Joe's Dream.
Like a star from above. What does it mean? The bad things that I've seen. He saw angels at his bedroom door. Thank you.
good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was something from a Montreal artist named Alexia Avina. You heard the track called Be Thankful for What You Got, and that's taken from the Ojai number 2 compilation that just came out. And before that was Bat for Lashes with a new track off her brand new album called The Bride. You heard the track called Joe's Dream. And once again, The Bride is her first album since 2012. So I'll be checking out more of that album in the coming weeks, and maybe we'll be hearing some other tracks from that album, as it's pretty good so far. So up next on Canada Post Rock, we're going to get into some pretty heavy techno territory, and you're going to hear something from an artist I played a few weeks ago, and I actually made a mistake when I played it. I played something from an artist named NHKYX Quirkson. And he's an artist out on Diagonal Records. And I mentioned that he had a new album called Hallucinogenic Doomsteppy Reverb. And that's actually the release that he put out last year. And he just put out a new album that's just called Doomsteppy Reverb. So I confusingly got those mixed up. But anyways, that album just came out this month. And you're going to hear a track off of that. Some pretty gritty, chewy, analog-style techno. You're going to hear a track that's simply called L. And once again, that's NHKYX Quirkson. It's out on the Diagonal record label, which is the electronic label that's run by Powell. After that, you're going to hear something from an artist that's simply known as Bruce. And based on this album cover, you'd think it's some lost folk singer from the 70s, because he has a picture of just a painting of a woman. But it's actually some pretty great techno. And you're going to hear a track off of the, I think it's an EP, it's a 3-song EP called The Trouble with Wilderness, and you're going to hear a track, the title track of that, I should say. And then, after that, let me see what we have queued up. Yeah, maybe we'll just hear these two tracks since they're kind of longer pieces. But yeah, you can hear something from Bruce out on the Hessel Audio record label. And then we'll see what we get to. First, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is NHKYX Quirkson.
This is a journey into sound. I shouldn't be nugget.
Gotta have house music. Gotta have house.
Hi, this is DJ Wah, inviting you to join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. here on 101.9 CITR for Techno Progressivo.
You in my hut now. My life.
Techno Progressivo is the only radio show in Vancouver where you'll hear the best mix of new tech house, techno, and progressive house.
A body bang. A...
So join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. for Techno Progressivo.
House music. House music.
Do you like Friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends at UBC and the West Side, like Australian Boot Company, Dentry's Pub, The Bike Kitchen, Limelight Video, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was something from Bruce, off a record label called Idle Hands, and he has an album out called The Trouble with Wilderness, which is just a 12-inch single, and you heard the title track of the album. And before that, you heard something from NHK YX Quirkson, a track called L. That's off the brand new Doom Steppy Reverb album out on Diagonal Records. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and we've got about 20 or about 15 minutes left on the program, so I'm going to cram in as much as we can, and this time we're going to get into a little bit of more kind of jarring, angular, post-punky math rock bands, and you're going to hear a band called The Conformists, and they're out on a label called Agoo Records, which is A-A-G-O-O, which is a pretty diverse label. They are known for a lot of experimental artists, but the latest is something from The Conformists. They have an album out called Divorce. And they're from Chicago, and they really have that kind of math rocky sound with a little bit of Fugazi type vocals. You're gonna hear a track off of that called Our Baseball Careers, and then after that, you can hear something from the 90s math rock band called June of 44, and you can hear a track off the album called Four Great Points, and a track called let me see what I had queued up, something about your face. Anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from The Conformists. Thank you. you're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was brand new stuff from White Lung. That was a track called Hungry off the new album Paradise. And before that was something from the highly regarded math rock band from the 90s, June of 44. And from their album called Four Great Points, you hear the track called Cut Your Face. And that came out in 1998, I should say. What were you doing in 1998 when that album came out? If you're not familiar with June of 44, they're out on Quarter Stick Records, which is a branch label of Touch and Go Records. And they're made up of a whole bunch of members of different bands that are known in the 90s for like post-rock, math rock, and instrumental rock. Anyways, bands like Rodin, Sonora Pine, Hoover, and all kinds of different stuff like that. But anyways, they released, I think, about 5 albums out on Quarter Stick Records. And they are since broken up and on hiatus and on different projects, I'd guess. Anyways, before that, you heard something from Conformists, a group out of Chicago, and a track called Our Baseball Careers off the album called Divorce. So thanks for tuning in this week. I'll be back next week with some more great music. And keep it locked on CITR for more great programming. Head to our website, CITR.ca, check out podcasts, playlists, and recent songs played. So I'm going to leave you with a pretty interesting experimental artist, or group, duo, I should say, that I've been recently checking out quite a bit of, and that's a group called Men's Recovery Project. They're a pretty noisy group out on Kill Rockstars Records, and they put out a few scattered releases. I'm not sure what exactly label they were on, but anyways, you can hear a track off an album called Boldies Over Basra. You can hear a track called Working for the Mossad. It's pretty jarring, it's pretty angular, and it's pretty noisy. So check out some more stuff from these guys if you haven't heard them before. Anyways, this is Men's Recovery Project.
UMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the